Shindiggery, I think.
Ian Lee Shindiggery, guaranteed to have a ball at this online party. It's dangerous, mysterious. You could even describe it as quite shindiggerous.
All right. And we went, and I thoroughly recommend it.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
What's your problem?
Oh, play that magic, Mr. Fingers.
It's shindiggery, I think.
La, la, la,
oh, la, la, la,
oh. Yeah, hit it. You how, and you can join us at this hip and happening shindiggerous crowd. Podcast it on iTunes as your favorite MP3. They call it shindiggery. Yeah,
and I thoroughly recommend it.
Yeah.
So we're going to start the Police Academy Marathon. It's 3 minutes past 12. Verinda has yet to turn up, but I'm joined by my two friends, Bent Steve. All right, Bent? And Marcus.
Right.
So we're going to be watching. Are you excited about this, fellas? Okay, lovely. So we're going to... Let me get the right channel on the... Ladies and gentlemen, Police Academy, the original and the best. Yes!
Woo!
All right, Ben Steve.
Student squad leaders, I have chosen cadets Blanks and Dunklin. Step out, men.
23 minutes into the first Police Academy. Are you enjoying it, lads?
Yeah.
Excellent. Very, very funny. I don't think I can tire of this at all.
Okay, we've had to stop the films because Vinny's just phoned up and we've got to go and meet him at Highgate Station. So, we paused the first Police Academy movie, half an hour into it, it's 25 to 1. Open the door, Ben Steve. Yeah. Okay, so we're going to go, we'll be back with Vinny. See you in a minute.
Right, we're driving along, getting to Highgate Station, trying to find Vinny. Let's turn TalkSport down. I'm a bit annoyed that we've had to stop the film half an hour into it. We've lost the flow of the day already, and now we're behind schedule because of Verinda. Isn't that right, Ben Steve?
Yeah.
So, right, let's see if we can find him. Hey, man, where are you?
Near a bus stop.
That doesn't narrow it down too much, Vinny. There's quite a few bus stops around here. Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see him. It's not. Right, let's. We're gonna annoy everyone now. Right. Come on. Okay, it's taking. Come on, Vinny! Come on, Vinny! You alright, fella?
Yeah.
How's it going? Good to see you. Right, this is Ben Steve. This is Marcus.
Alright.
And they're here for the Police Academy Marathon.
And what's this mic?
It's a microphone.
For what?
For recording you.
Okay.
This is going to go out on the Virgin radio station.
Okay.
Yeah. So, we've had to watch the first half hour of the first Police Academy film.
Alright then.
Because we'd be really behind schedule.
Oh, okay.
Right. And now what time have you got to go?
About 9.
We're watching all 7 Police Academy films.
Well, let's see what happens.
Well, what will happen is we'll get halfway.
Reach it up to 9 o'clock and then we'll see.
What do you mean we'll see? Do you have to go at 9 or do you not have to go at 9?
I want to go at 9. I should be leaving at 9, yeah.
But why?
Because I have to go home.
What for?
Because my mum's expecting me.
Turn the tape off. I'm angry now. Turn it off.
Oh,
Well, that's the end of Police Academy 1. Vinny, what did you make of it?
Yeah, it was good, innit?
What was your favourite bit in it?
All those girls in the shower.
What was the funniest bit?
I don't know.
You've just seen the film, don't you remember it?
Where that big guy turns the car over.
That was the funniest bit?
Yeah.
It was rubbish.
Those two men went to the gay club.
Okay, I thought you'd like that a bit. Ben, Steve, Marcus, did you enjoy it?
Yeah.
Should we put on Police Academy 2?
Yeah.
Nice one. So we're starting Police Academy 2. What's it called? What's the full name?
I don't know.
God's sake. Well,
first assignment.
The first
one? Assignment.
Okay, you looking forward to this one?
Yeah.
Where do you rate this one in the Police Academy canon?
Fourth.
So you put this as the fourth best one?
I think so, yeah.
What's the first best one?
Six.
Police Academy 6 is the best?
No, the fourth one, yeah, the fourth one's the
best. Fourth one is the best, yeah. So the second one is the fourth.
Yeah, and the fourth one's the first. And seventh one's the last. The first one's...
I tell you what, let's watch the film and we'll talk about it afterwards, right?
Okay.
Good lad. That's how it ends. That's quite... Huh?
Yeah.
That's quite a weak ending, isn't it?
The film was a bit crap anyway.
The film was a little... I went to the pictures to see that. I remember at the time being disappointed. It was a little bit crack. What did you think, Ben, Steve, Marcus? Yeah. It was a disappointing ending. I'm upset by that.
It's a sequel, isn't it? Yeah.
Well, but the rest, the next five are sequels.
Yeah, the second part always crap. Any film you look at, the second part is always...
Apart from Godfather 2.
And Terminator.
And Superman 2.
No.
Superman 2 was wicked.
I can't remember that far. I wasn't born then. Back to the Future 2 was better than the one.
So you've just defeated your own argument?
Yeah, that's just to name a few, but then there's a few crap ones like Scream.
Right, shall I go and put some pizza on?
Yeah.
Do you want some pizza, guys?
Yeah. Can you tell me where the toilet is? I need to go for a piss.
To 4 in the afternoon. Marcus, can you not whistle, mate? I'm recording. Is that right? Thank you. Police Academy 3, back in training. Vinny, what are your memories of this one?
I can't remember because I was too small.
You were too small? I thought you'd
when
seen them all.
This, I was too small. I was like 5 years old.
Don't get arsey with me.
Yeah. Well, you obviously don't get my answer then, do you?
I don't even know what that means. I've just asked you a question. You're getting stroppy with me. Calm down.
Look. This was...
You're getting Police Academy fever.
Look, this was... this was out at 1987, I think. I was born in 1987.
Right, have you heard of a thing called the Bible?
Yeah.
That was written over 2,000 years ago, so the argument doesn't stand up, does it?
Yeah.
You're getting Police Academy arse, and you need to calm down, young man.
But the thing is... you're right.
You're going to apologise?
Yeah. Maybe later.
All right, let's sit back and enjoy the excellent Police Academy 3. Stop whistling, I'm doing a thing for the radio.
All right.
Music's finished.
Are you going to wait for...
Ben Steve?
The other one.
Ben Steve, hurry up! Right, I'm just going to start it. I'm not messing around. Stop whistling, I'm doing a thing for the radio. Hurry up and shut the door.
Lights,
camera. Let's play the movie. Police Academy 3. Back in training. We're halfway through Police Academy 3. How are you feeling?
Yeah, it's good.
All right, Ben, Steve, I'm interviewing Vinny.
So far, it's the best one. Definitely.
It's funny because Mauser's got no eyebrows.
Yeah. Well, at the moment, he's only got one.
One of his eyebrows fell off and he stuck it on his forehead.
Yeah. I like the new blonde girl here.
You don't fancy a cuddle, do you?
Nah. From who?
From me? Well, we cuddle up while we watch the film? Have a little cuddle?
Nah, that's right. Dion, Marcus, and Steve. Is it Steve?
All right, Steve. Sorry, shut up. Ben, Steve's having a go at us. Let's go back to the film. Look, there's a naked man trying to get into a car. Sorry. He's naked, he's in a car, and it's run out of petrol. This is going to be hilarious. He's using a dustbin lid to cover his penis and his bottom. Just seen Police Academy 3, but they go the one where they go back in training, and it was quite funny, but then it ended with like a 10-minute boat chase that was just rubbish. So what they did was they decided, let's not write any jokes, let's put a boat chase in for 10 minutes. Vinny, your views?
Yeah, it was a good start, but a crap ending.
I tell you what was good about the ending, though, was we got to see Callahan, the big blonde lady, in a wetsuit carrying a shotgun. That was sexier.
Yeah. You could almost see boobs.
That's kind of what I was alluding to, but without having to use the word boobs. So.
Why, I can't swear.
Well, boobs isn't swearing. Boobs is not swearing. You can say that, yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay, then. Thanks.
You're welcome. Ben, Steve, Marcus, your views on that?
Yeah.
I don't. We've got another four films to go. Yeah. Although you're saying you will go at 9 o'clock, it's 5 o'clock now. You're not going at 9, by the way. I don't know if I can do another four films.
Yeah, maybe next year or something. I don't know.
We've got to do it because we're going for the world record of watching all 7 Police Academy films back to back. It's never been done before. But I don't think I can do it.
But it's bad to be done before.
By who? Who would be sad enough to watch all 7 Police Academy films back to back?
Someone in prison.
Yeah, because that's what they do in prison, isn't it? Eh? They just spend all day watching Police Academy. I'm getting a bit of a headache. I'm going to turn the lights on, maybe get a little bit of fresh air for a few minutes. Then we're back with Police Academy 4. What's this one called, Ben, Steve? Excellent. Looking forward to it. So I'm hoping, even though it's only a 12, there's going to be extreme nudity and filth. Vinny, you've seen this one before?
Yeah, it's the best one, in my opinion, anyway.
So the film, Vinny, you've made a very astute observation there.
So far, nothing has happened.
Correct. So far, nothing has happened at all.
Yep, just a few skateboards and there's something about this COP. I don't know what's going on. Sittings of police, something like that. Yeah. No, it can't be citizen, can it? Or police. Or is it? Yeah, that's it, citizens on patrol. Citizens on patrol.
Right, we're 13 minutes into Police Academy 4, and they're giving us a 5-minute skateboarding montage starring David Spade. This is rubbish, listen to it. It's not even very good skateboarding. If it was wicked skateboarding, that would be all right. But it's just a load of 80s dudes and David Spade skateboarding for 5 minutes. Unbelievable. I don't hold up much hope for the rest of this film, I'll be honest. Oh, hang on. It's just got better. There's a guy bouncing on one wheel on a BMX. Put some jokes in it. Wow, right. We've just watched
Police Academy 4, Citizens on Patrol. Hands up anybody who knew what that film was about. I didn't understand any of it. There was very little to do with citizens, very little to do with patrol. There was nothing to do with comedy at all. Vinny, what did you make of that?
Turns out I was wrong. It's one of the shittest films I've ever seen.
At the start of it, you're saying it's one of the best ones. It was rubbish.
I'm wrong.
I sat there. I'm speechless. I'm a little bit delirious as well. I'm speechless. I sat there. I watched that. I did not have a clue what was going on. Ben, Steve, Marcus, any ideas? All right, well, I reckon we should go out, maybe get a bit of fresh air for 5 minutes. Come back. Police Academy 5, everyone. We're still up for it?
Yay!
Yeah.
A bit more enthusiastic, Vinny.
Yeah!
That's just taking the mic, mate. Okay, we've been outside for a breather. Well, a breather. It's for this lot to get some beers. I'm not drinking. I need to keep a clear head while I'm watching the Police Academy series.
You're teetotal anyway.
I'm what?
Teetotal.
Well, you said teetittle. I'm not teetittle. That's what you said.
Okay, teetotal.
Okay, he's had one sip and he's already off his face. So, we're watching Police Academy 5, Miami Beach Avalanche. What's it called? What's it say on the front? Let's have a look, Ben, Steve. What? Police Academy 5. Really out for us, Vinny. I can't see.
Assignment Miami Beach.
Okay, slip it back to him. This is the first one without Steve Guttenberg. Zed isn't in it. I don't think Hooks is in it either. But we've been led to believe that this is much, much better than Police Academy 4, which was perhaps the worst film I have ever seen in my life. Vinny.
One pizza slice can have it.
Sorry?
There's one pizza slice can have it.
What's it worth?
A pound. So, right here.
Give me a pound, you can have it, yeah.
Cheers.
Excellent, I'm making a profit on this. You can buy a Pringle off me for 5 pence each.
Later.
All right, nice one. Okay, Ben, Steve, put it on. Let's have Police Academy 5, assignment, Miami Beach.
Yay!
No more police academy films.
The governor and I wish the rigorous are continuous covenant of this academy until such time as he sees fit to retire himself.
Well, there we go. That's Police Academy 5, Miami Beach, USA. It gets 3 stars on the IMDb website. I think that's a little generous. It was better than 4 in as much as it had a story. It was worse than 4 in that there was nothing funny or redeeming about it at all. Vinny, your views?
Yeah, exactly what you said.
Can't add anything to that? No, don't bother, actually. Now, we've got 2 more films. Are you up for them?
I'll watch about half the next one.
You do what, sorry?
I'm going to watch half the next one.
Hang on a minute, how does that work?
So what you do is put the DVD on, yeah? I'm going to watch like half of it and then I'm going to go home.
What? I don't understand though. It's all or nothing, man. This is the bond is we're doing all 7.
No, I have to go home.
What for?
To sleep.
What a massive baby. Ben, Steve, you're staying till the end, are you? I take that clumsy dropping or something. Is it Marcus? You staying to the end? Good lad. All right, well, whoever leaves first, of course, is a Gaylord. Let's have Police Academy 6. What's this one called? Anyone, do we have any ideas what it's called? Vinny?
I can't see.
You're holding it it's actually in your hands in front of you. City Under Siege! Start it up, Ben Steve. Excellent.
I can't believe you're going to go out halfway through this one. That's so gay. What a baby. Shh, here we go. Here we go.
Right, Vinny, your cab's here. Thanks for coming.
All right, then.
Yeah, no, thanks for leaving early.
Yeah, after going here.
Well, I thought we were mates and stuff. I thought we were getting on quite well then.
Your house smells.
What do you mean my house smells?
Yeah.
Open the door handle.
Yeah. Have to go, yeah.
All right, we'll see you later, my homo.
Yeah, all right, bye.
See ya.
Yeah, it's off now.
All right. Unbelievable, that's Vinny going. Unbelievable. What a disappointment. All right, losers, let's get on with Police Academy 6. Come on!
That would never happen in real life.
Marcus is walking out in disgust at the end of Police Academy 6.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Special effects that are neither special nor effective. Fair play, man. That was brilliant. That was, okay, that was Police Academy 6. Calm down, Ben Steve. Calm down. We're all getting a little bit delirious here. Calm down, man. I'm doing the thing for the radio now. That was Police Academy 6, City Under Siege. And I've got to say, that was my second favourite of all of the Police Academy films we've seen so far. Right. It's 9:45. Let's get the last one on. Mission to Moscow. The last Police Academy film is about to start. I'm knackered. I'm a little bit delirious. Vinny's gone. He's bottled it. But we're going to see this through to the end. Now, I was reading about this next film on Internet Movie Database. It gives it 2 stars and says it's one of the worst films ever made. None of the jokes make any sense or are followed through to completion. Should be a lot of fun. I'm really looking forward to it. We've started Police Academy 7, Mission to Moscow, and the first scene is hilarious because... because this woman's got really bad cross eyes. And that's just making it funny. This only gets 2 stars on IMDb, and it says it's best to watch this with when you're drunk and with the television turned off. But I think it's wrong. If the film carries on being as funny as this, we're in for a treat. See you at the end of the marathon. Watching Police Academy 7. This is the weirdest film I've ever seen in my life. Doesn't make any sense. None of the jokes are finished. I think they're meant to be jokes. Look. I don't get what's going on. There's no high tower. There's no hooks.
How it makes me feel to be received so very generously into your family.
And Lasard is he's been to a Russian funeral and he's now in a Russian house. I have not got a clue what's going on. Only another hour to go.
Special tribute to our American friends. I salute you all.
Yeah.
Well, I thought the film was coming to an end, and it sort of has, but now there's a really weird credit sequence where the cast of the Police Academy 7, Mission to Moscow, are performing stunts on a horse while dressed up as Cossacks. There's Callahan doing some stunts there. There's Captain Harris. Where's the young lad from Diagnosis Murder? Is he get a chance to do some? Or maybe it's only the classic cast that we see here. It's got to be said that Police Academy 7, Mission to Moscow, is one of the weirdest films I have ever seen in my life. Made very little sense. The jokes quite often weren't finished. And I don't even know who that character was, what he was doing. But there we go. What time is it? Well done. Well done. We've done it. We've done it, lads. It's 10 past 11. We started this a little over 11 hours ago. We've done it. In one day, we have watched all 7 Police Academy films. Give yourself a round of applause. We did it, lads. Apart from Verinda, who bottled out of it halfway through, we're just going to all make notes now and put them in order of our favourites, and we'll be back shortly with the definitive order of the top 7 Police Academy movies. Okay, well, that's it. It's now a 11:15. We started this thing over 11 hours ago, and I've decided that my favourite, the order of the films are... the funniest of them is Police Academy. The second funniest is Police Academy 6, City Under Siege. The third funniest, Police Academy 2, Their First Assignment. Fourth is Police Academy 3, Back in Training. Now, that is vaguely interchangeable with 2. It starts off better than 2, but it peters out, whereas 2 is consistent. Then it's Citizens on Patrol, Police Academy 4, which is rubbish, but there's 3 really funny lines in there. There's only 3 funny lines in a whole film. Then it's Police Academy 5, which has got a stronger story but isn't funny. And then at the end is Police Academy 7, Mission to Moscow, which is very, very poor. Ladies and gentlemen, we have done all 7 Police Academy films in one day. Big up yourself. Right. So let's go through this. I've got Bent, Steve and Marcus with me. This is my choice as the first funniest, the best funniest film. I'm really delirious. I'm actually a little bit lightheaded. It's like I've taken drugs or something. Police Academy 1 is the funniest film. Agree or disagree, Ben Steve?
Disagree.
But it's obviously, but all joking aside, it's the funniest of the lot.
Agreed.
Isn't it, Marcus? Yeah,
it takes too long to establish itself.
It establishes all the characters.
Where would you put 1 then?
I put 1 at 2. 1 at 2. 3 at 1.
What? 3 is not the best in the lot.
2 at 3.
3 is just like a rehash of
5 at 4. 6 at 5.
6 is a funny film, man. So 6 is one of the best.
7 at 6 and 6 at 7.
I put 6 at 2.
Where did I put 6 at 2?
You put 6 at 2.
6 is a brilliant film.
Yeah. Surprisingly good.
Yeah, 6 was like a return to form. You put six is worse than 5, and 5 is awful, man.
6 was about property.
Yeah, but it was funny property.
Like Monopoly.
It was funny though.
And it had a monster truck in it.
6 was genuine. There was genuinely. I can't remember it at the moment, I'll be honest. But there's genuinely hilarious moments.
4 was rubbish because it had a hot air balloon chase in it.
Yeah, 4 wasn't good, but there's some good Bobcat Goldthwait lines in there.
But 6 is better than 2, because all 2 was...
Well, then you've put 6 less than 2. You've said 6 is worse than 2.
And we all agreed 7 is the most rubbish.
Well, no, he's put four is worse than seven.
What? I don't like hot air balloons. But...
discriminating.
But seven, it's got a beautiful lady in it.
This is true.
And it makes you really, really, really think.
Makes you think, what the fuck have I done? Wasted an entire day watching this shit. That's what it makes you think. What did it make you think?
It made me think, why aren't these jokes ending properly?
I was kind of thinking, why aren't these jokes starting? I can't, four has got, there's some really funny bits in it. Three funny lines in there.
Yeah, but...
Which ones do they stop doing the what's it when someone watches it and talks over it? The commentary.
Commentary.
One's got commentary by Steve Guttenberg, Michael Winslow and Leslie Easterbrook.
The thing is, you can't put one at one because one doesn't have Proctor in. And Proctor is the best.
Proctor is the best. I was disappointed Proctor wasn't in the last one. But Police Academy 1 is the classic. It's sweary, it's got gay jokes, it's a little bit racist, it's the raunchy, not that racism is good, but it can be funny. And it's definitely the raunchiest of them.
Yeah, it said, what the fuck?
No, that was in two.
Two was what the fuck. That one was, there are a lot of spades here, which I think is a good thing.
Which one was the jigaboo?
That's one. One's the racist one. Although in three, they bring back racism, but not against blacks, this time against Japanese. And that's funny. That's funny.
What about ninjas? There's random ninjas in one.
No, the ninjas aren't in one. The ninjas are in
four.
Six.
Four.
Where is it? The ninjas are in four.
Okay.
Were the ninjas and cowboys? Where did they come from? And Sharon Stone's in it, but I don't quite remember why. Or is that five?
No, that is definitely four.
Oh, yeah, Sharon Stone can fly a plane.
I can't believe you didn't like Miami Beach.
It was awful.
But it was good location shots.
It was brilliant location shots. And it was a really good story. It was a really strong story. But I thought it was more like a documentary than a comedy. That's where it fell down for me.
What were you watching?
Unfortunately, I was watching Police Academy 5, Assignment Miami Beach. That's what I was watching. That's what I was watching.
Alex, what's your lineup?
I go for it has to be number one. At number one.
Yeah.
Six, I go for number
six,
two actually.
Definitely.
It was definitely Return to Form. And it had a big budget. Three.
Well, wasn't that big, was it, to be honest. It's only three, got the Police Academy.
I go for three, even though it's a bit of a rehash of one.
Yeah.
I can't remember what happened in it though.
They go back in training.
Yeah, but how does it end? How does three end?
Oh, is that a rubbish speedboat or jet skis?
No, jet skis is four.
No,
is
it? Jet ski is two. No, jet ski is three.
It is three.
This is the one that's the wedding and Peter's out.
And the zoo.
Yeah.
That's a disappointing ending on two. But Sweet Chuck's in it. Yep. That's quite good.
Sweet Chuck's funny, yeah.
Yeah.
Play.
Five, I think, was quite good. And then four was awful. But not quite as awful as seven.
Seven was terrible.
So that'd be my...
Which is the film where we see the introduction of the big fat black man?
He's three. No, he's Citizens on Patrol.
No, he's four.
Four. No,
because he's in. Yeah.
No, what's Citizens on Patrol? Isn't there one called
that's
that?
That's it. That's this.
Yeah. That's four then. Yeah.
With the old lady.
The skateboarding one.
Yeah. Because he used to bounce on Hightower's knee.
That's right. But then he's a proper cop in five.
And then is he? He pops up in six, doesn't he? Yeah, he does.
In six? No.
Doesn't he?
I don't think so.
He's not in seven?
No. He throws the weight of the plane in five.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, because they go to Miami Beach. Yeah, he's probably not in six then. Is he on the... Well, we'll find out. Is he on the cover? No. He's not. He's on five.
He's not even on four. And that's where he...
But he's in four. But maybe he's not big enough to be on the cover of four.
Yeah. Why has it got a seagull in it?
There were some seagulls in it.
Whose legs are those?
That's the Prozzy sucking off Lasard.
Oh, yeah.
I think. Wicked. Right, well...
I think that...
it's kind of close. I would put four ahead of five, though. See, I would have two, three, four, five, seven, I think. So one, six, two, three, four, five, seven. Yeah. Four's got three laugh-out-loud moments in it. Five had no laughs in it whatsoever. I can't believe you're putting hot air balloons over.
But no, forget
Miami
the hot
Beach.
Air balloon. All right, there's a funny bit on the hot air balloon where Proctor has got pointing the gun at the other one, and Harris goes, "No, no, no, you don't just shoot at them." He goes, "All right, we've got to fire a warning shot," and so he points the gun up and shoots his balloon. That was funny, man.
Was it?
That was funny. That was funny.
What was the bit? Which one was it when they were cleaning the windows on the building and? Yeah, the glass.
Oh. That's six.
So he's listening, and then the duck went.
That's six. Six is a solid film.
Okay, yeah.
Six is a good film.
It's deserved of.
When I say good,
place.
I mean good in the genre of Police Academy. I don't mean, you know, you couldn't.
I think
compare.
It was a return to form. It had the kind of true ethic of one.
The ethic.
What?
Is that terminology?
Let's just be all agreed that there were many, many bad films.
I would say that out of the seven, three of them are really bad. Three of them are just awful. Two of them are a little bit rubbish. Two of them are quite funny.
Overall, quite poor.
That's bad odds.
Which is Jones's best film?
Oh, do you know, I started to go off him a little bit. Jones's best film is one, because that's when he's in the police station right near the beginning, and he goes to...
Yeah, have you noticed? Yeah, oh, he has a speaker in the first Police Academy, but he doesn't have a speaker in the rest of them.
And do you notice, towards the end, like the last three, he doesn't do sound effects, he just does funny voices. I could do that.
Oh, hello there.
Anyone could do a funny voice. It's easy.
And didn't you think Hooks got sexier?
Yeah, I did, man. But
I didn't.
In five and six, I would do her. In seven, I wouldn't, because they're all getting a little bit too old in seven. But I'd do the blonde lady again.
Yeah, Callahan stayed sexy all the way through.
She was nice. She was sexy when she was tied up in her lingerie.
Alex, didn't you say that Hightower got sexier?
Yeah, he's well sexy.
Thought so.
I was well gutted.
Which one did he bum the gaze in? Was the one where the ginger gay wanted him?
I think it was 2, 4... 5, 1, and 7.
He's not even in 7.
Yeah, I think he was still doing it anyway.
I'm so fucking delirious. All right, that'll do.
All right, that's enough.
Shindiggery, I think.
Ian Lee, Shindiggery. Guaranteed to have a ball at this online. It's dangerous, mysterious. You could even describe it as quite shindiggerous.
Alright. And we went and I thoroughly recommend it.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
What's your problem?
Oh, play that magic, Mr. Fingers.
Shindiggery, I think.
Yeah, hit it! You how, and you can join us at this hip and happening shindiggerous crowd. Podcast it on iTunes as your favorite MP3. They call it Shindiggery. Yeah,
and I thoroughly recommend it.
Yeah.
Sorry, Police Academy, but your films are shit.